Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Make the case.
All right. Well, you know, Dave, in just the last couple of weeks, we've seen some well-known moderate Republicans announce their retirements. Among them, familiar to your listeners, is State Representative Mike Verv from Montgomery County and Bill Adolph of Delaware County, the very powerful appropriations chairman of Delaware County as well. Out here in central Pennsylvania, we've seen Representative John Payne from Hershey announce his retirement, and Senator Patricia Vance, a Republican from Cumberland County, all of whom are practical and moderate and going to be compromise-minded. And as so often is the case, what will rush in to fill that vacuum most often are the ideological extremes. And, you know, we have Scott Wagner of York County, the very noted sort of full-throated Tea Party Republican who is actually heading up the Senate Republicans' reelection effort for 2016. So it's a pretty sure bet that he will start recruiting like-minded candidates just as he did in 2014. Keep in mind, it is the season. Lawmakers will begin circulating their nominating petitions come January 26th for reelection. And, you know, now is the time when those who might have been thinking about a change in career or retirement or some other direction in life will be making those decisions. And the polarization with the debate over the state budget has certainly been a contributing factor to that.
And certainly for purposes of this conversation, we can even cite former Senate Republican Dominic Pileggi from Delaware County.
Indeed, we can. He might have been the sort of the earliest casualty of that. Senator Pileggi, now a Delaware County judge, was seen as entirely too accommodating to former Governor Tom Corbett and to interest in labor. And his ouster was engineered not too long after the start of the new legislative session back in January 2015.
Imagine the temerity to engage in bipartisan approachment.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, we're now in this age, I guess, when compromise is a dirty word, Dave, and it's unfortunate because, you know, that's how things get done.
You cited the budget impasse. Has that acted to exacerbate something that's already been taking place?
Yeah, you know, I think so. I mean, keep in mind, Dave, what had happened was is there had been a framework, that a new budget that had been negotiated back in November by centrist Republicans in the Senate and in the House, with the active support of legislative Democrats and the assent of the Wolf administration. That deal was scuttled in the House by Tea Party conservatives. So, we do see that wing of the Republican Party exerting its influence just as it has nationally.
And as you refer to nationally, distrust in government and government dysfunction is now cited as the number one problem when pollsters go knocking. Is this just happening on the state level more and more as well, not just Pennsylvania, but across the land?
Yeah, you know, a couple of things rush to mind. There was a Franklin and Marshall poll, I think, back last October, where something like 39% of respondents identified state government as the principal problem facing the Commonwealth. Not high taxes, not poor schools, not crime, not terrorism, but their very own elected leaders. And there's a story, I think, the Washington Post back in 2014, citing some Pew Center data that it actually found increased polarization in state legislatures across the land. So if there is some consolation in this, it is that Pennsylvania is not alone.
Are there exceptions to the rule?
There are. Louisiana, I think, was cited as one that was not quite as polarized. I think Connecticut might have been another. I don't have the research in front of me. But there were two or three that sort of had bucked that trend.
This doesn't bode well, though, for coming to a court on the ongoing budget stalemate.
Which one?
Yeah, which one, right?
Governor Wolf rolls out his second budget address, as amazing as that may seem, in less than a month's time, and they're still working on the first one. But in all seriousness, what this is guaranteed, Dave, with the stopgap that the governor signed back at the end of December, is that the negotiations now will drag on probably through the spring primary. Because if you thought Republican lawmakers were reluctant to vote on a tax increase when they weren't facing voters, they'll be even more so when they're campaigning for re-election and fretting about a primary challenge from the right flank. The same holds true for Democrats who might be facing a stiff general election challenge come November. No Democrat has ever been voted out of office during a primary for supporting taxes, but they will have those worries to contend with come the fall.
Can you leave us with some good news?
We have our first snow of the year with the mid-70s weather we've been having through the Christmas time. It seemed that we might never have that. But in all seriousness, I am hoping that reality will sink in and that the technical challenges and logistical problems presented by trying to do two budgets simultaneously will cause some cooler heads to prevail.
Well, I presume most of your listeners, myself included, share that wish for a realism coming in the next weather forecast.
It would be great.
Thanks, John.
Anytime.
John Micek of PennLive joining us on Newsworks Tonight.